ויחי יעקב בארץ מצרים 17 שנה. The Baal HaTurim writes that ויחי is gematria 34, 17 times 2. Because Yaakov Avinu Vayichi, Yaakov Avinu Hatzich Oskelept twice 17 years. The first 17 years that Yosef grew up by him, Yosef ben Shvaas Reishona, that Yaakov was Mechalkel Yosef, those were the good years, those is Oskelept. And then the last 17 years, when Fakev Yosef reciprocates and is Mechalkel Yaakov in Mitzrayim, 17 is gematria Toiv. That's twice Toiv. Those were the good years, those were the Vayichi. And he said to Amitoli, Kim Aroy Oisi Me'oi Ad Hayoi Mazeh. Me'oi Di is 130. Azeh is 17. That's the 17 years. Those were the good years. The Sfarim explained that these 17 years, Yaakov Avinu was a Mitzrayim, Be'emes represents La'osid Lovoi. We know Be'emes already in Parshas Vayeshev, it says, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalvo. And we explained, next others, they explained that the Pshat was, Azoy v'nigans the parashas were safer. The parashas in Sefer Bereishis is Ma'isa Ovisim and Labonim, and the going down to Mitzrayim and all of that represents the Shlavim of the Golus and Yosef and all that. But when finally Bikash Yaakov Leishay B'Shalva, he thought, now out of Ma'isa Ovisim and Labonim, I'm ready now for the loss of Lava. It should be Shalva. And what happens? Kol of Rugzah Shal Yosef. What's the Pshat? Because now the real story is starting. The process of the real story, not Ma'isa Ovisim and Labonim, starts with Yosef. But the emes is the 17 years that Yaakov was in Mitzrayim was Taka in Olam Haba. That was Taka, representative of La'osid Lovay. That's why when Yaakov meets with Yosef, he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He understands Hashem Elokeinu Chesed and Din. It's all the same. He came to that Hakara. Yosef doesn't say Kriya Shema because Fakir Yosef is now Yosef is the Ben, not the Av. Yosef is starting the process of the Eden going into the Golus and definitely not Geula Asida. However, for Yaakov, it was the bechina of La'asid Lavoi. That's why this forum explained, Vayizbechu zvachim lelekei of Yitzchak. You're never allowed to be zaybech zvachim to Elikim, only to Hashem. Zaybech lelekim yacharam. Only to Hashem, because only to Hashem Havaya in high alma could we understand the musik of carbon. Over Yaakov with that bechina, he's going down to Mitzrayim now, for him it represents Vahay Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. It could even be zaybech lelekim. Hashem Olikeinu, Hashem Achod. Vayikrvu Yimei Yisomus, the Baal HaTurim says, it also there's one other place in the Mesoira where it says, Vayikrvu Yimei David Lomus. And he brings, and there's a Mesmach for this also in the Yerushalmi, Tosis brings it in Pesachim, that there's a connection between David HaMelech and Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu lives 147 years. Keneged the Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoirei Tehillim. Keneged the Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoirei Tehillim. And the Mefarshim asked that there's 150 Mizmoirei Tehillim. So Vayis, the first two kapitlach, as you do, what the Gemara says in Brachas, is one kapitel, and there's another kapitel also that's connected, and then you're allowed to be off by one. So that's the Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoirei Tehillim. That's the connection. Now, why did Yaakov live 147 years? Be'emes, the Mefarshim explained, Yaakov was supposed to live 180 years. All of us live 180 years. Yitzchak Avinu did live 180. Abraham Avinu was nifter 5 years early, at 175. Tanasi Esav Ha'ilach L'Tar B'Srav. Yaakov Avinu was nifter at 147. Why? Why not 180? The Baal HaTurim says, because Yaakov Avinu, when Rachel stole the Trophim, said, Im Asesher Yimse Es HaGaviyah Es Elihecha, it goes by Yosef, Es Elihecha, the Trophim of Lavan, Lo Yichyeh. And Yichyeh is 33. That's the 33. He made a klala, so he lost 33 years. The Daskenim Ali Toysa says the reason he lost 3 years and went down to 147 is because when Pari meets with Yaakov, he looks so old, and Yaakov Pari asks him, "How old are you?" And he says, "Yimei shnei chaya ima'at v'royim hayu." And there's three words in that pasuk. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, he do it the kavart. He says, he counts the 33 words in the pasuk. The narrative where Yaakov actually says Ma'at V'Rom is less. No, you have to count Vayomer Pari El Yaakov Kama Yimei Hayecha, because the fact that Pari even asked him is because his face Vayisles looked forlorn and worn out. That was also a chelik of the cheshbon of the 33. The emes is in the Zohar. It says a different cheshbon. We know that Adam Arishoy was supposed to live 1,000 years, and instead he gave 70 years to David HaMelech, who wasn't supposed to be Bechlal Kayim, and Kiyum came from the 7 years of Adam. But the Zohar says a different cheshbon, that the 70 years of David HaMelech come from this idea that Avram was supposed to live 180, and he only lived 175, so he had 5 years to David. Yitzchak lives 180, Yitzchak is Gevura, he doesn't give to David. Yaakov was supposed to live 175, that's when he makes the Cheshvan. And he went down to 147, so that donates to David. And then Yosef lives only 110. Yosef is also, we'll see later in the parasha, Yosef is a shtickle of an Av also. He's a Ben, but he's also an Av, he has Shvatim. So he also gives, he was supposed to live 147, each one of what his father did, and he goes down to 110. The Sachakal of that is the, another Cheshvan for the Shivim Shana for David. The Yerushalmi says in the beginning of Brachas that there are 500 Mahalach Chamesh Shana from the Oretz to the Rekia, and then the Rekia and back there it goes. It's called Chamesh Me'a Shana. The measurement of the Chamesh Me'a Shana, the Yerushalmi says, is a small Ovis. The Ovis lived 175, 180, and 147, and that comes out to 502. Over Avram Avinu was Hikar as Boiroi only at the age of 3. Yitzchak and Yaakov were noilad into the matzav of Ikeres Bayre. They were noilad to an Av. Avram was from Terach, he was Makeres Bayre by 3, and that's why, so you can't take off those 3 years and get to 500. It's 499 actually, but you're allowed to be off by 1. Vayitchazik Yisrael, Vayeshev Alamito, Rashi says, when he's calling, Yaakov calling, Vayitchazik Yisrael, Vayeshev Alamito, Zab Rashi, Talo Be'id Nesagidle. The Meirut Gevart from the Imriyamis. The Rashi is saying a Shul, even when it's his day, Vederach of the Aryeh is the Melech, but when it's the Shul, you mechavet him. So the Imriyamis says the Shul is a Pikeach. He understands that when his opportunity rose, he had his day. He grabs it and to the challenge and takes advantage of it. Someone without Pikchus, with Tipshus, when his finally his chance comes, takes it and throws it out. Talib is Nesagile, it's the shul that knows. You know, everyone has Yemei Aliyah and Yemei Yeridah V'chadoyme, but when a person's on and up, he has to be that shul to know, to grab and chaparai when you have the opportunity. Now he gives the bracha. It says in the Baal Turim, Ephraim u'menashe k'ruvein v'shimon yiuli. Zot the Baal Turim, Ephraim u'menashe is gematria one more than Ruvein. Ephraim and Menashe is Kiruvin Vishim. It's oof by one. It's one more. Hinani Noisin Lachos Shem Achad Alachecha. The Rishonim explained. That's one more. Ephraim and Menashe is Azoy Viruvin and Shimon. Pshut, he should be like a Shevet. But it's saying that it's one more. And the Rishonim explained, my Sasser, others from, they talk about this idea, which I hinted to before, that in a Gematria you're allowed to be off by one. And they bring a riot here. Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvin Vishim. You're allowed to be off by one. A big smach for this. Is it says that the Yidden went into Golus. The Yidden went into Golus after 850 years from when they entered Eretz Yisrael until the Beis HaMikdash was built, and then finally the first Beis HaMikdash was Nechrab. They went into Golus bubble after 850 years. And the Gemara says, why? The Gemara says, really, they were supposed to stay in Eretz Yisrael 852 years. Kiminyin v'leishantim. It says in Vaschanan that you're going to go there, and then finally v'leishantim, and you're going to get punished. But if they would have stayed the full 852, they would get the klal of Shantim. So they had to go out earlier. The Abraham sent them to Golus, sent them out of the made a Horman Bagus earlier. So it shouldn't be Vinay Shantim. So he sent them out 2 years earlier. Why 2 years earlier? 1 year earlier. Let them stay one more year in Eretz Yisrael. 851, that's already only off by one. That's already took yourself in the Gemara. Dos Hashem Vinay Shantim. After biting that it's not Vinay Shantim, it's Faratzich. The Emet says, it says later in the Parsha, Bikesh Yaakov Legali says a case. So there's a murder that comes from the Ashtrovtsa. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the case. He wanted to be Megala that the Yidden are going to go out of Mitzrayim eventually after 190 years. They were supposed to go out after 190 years. He was Megala the case. Why 190? We know they went out after 210. He says the Shvatim sold Yosef, and as an oynish for that, every one of the Shvatim, there was 9 Shvatim involved in the Mechira. Reuven wasn't there, Binyamin wasn't there, Yosef was at the other end of the equation. So there was 9 Shvatim. They were called the Shvarach Limoim. And each one of the Shvatim was poigim in the shame of Eya, the shame of that's Shavuot 21. And 9 times 21 is 189. And you're off by one, again. So it's Bikesh Legalis is a case. Now what was his mistake? His mistake was that Nistalik Mimenu Shechino. He forgot, it was Nistalik from him. That was also part of the Mechira. That was the 10th. They were Mishtatit, the Shvatim were Mishtatit. If he Mitzarev the Shechino also, so there was 10 involved in the Shechino. That's 10 times 21. Is 210. So Bikesh Yaakov Magalas is a case. He wanted to be Magalas after 190, 189, off by one. But instead, it was Nistalik Menushchina that it's really 210. The emphasis is there are other Makairis for this idea that you're off by one. Someone told me an interesting remez that when a person has Masai and Zuz, you're supposed to not give him Tzedakah anymore. If he has Masai and Zuz, then he doesn't deserve the Maisaran. If he has less than Masai and Zuz, Tzedakah is 199. But I don't know if that's off by one. Fakert, when he has 199, then you can still give him the tzedakah. So Kenzai, that's meduktuk. B'doim was there. It says in this week's parsha, Hinei avicha choyle. And the goin says, Hinei avicha choyle. Hinei is 60. But then later it says, Ve'yishchazik Yisrael v'yeshev al hamito. Hamito is 59. And the goin says, what's the chap? That originally was Hinei avicha choyle 60. And then v'yeshev al hamito 59. Because we know when a person ben yuknoi is mevaker chayla, it takes, and what it means it takes is that the person that's mevaker takes the machlat himself. You have to realize that, it's scary. But you take echad mishishim from the chayli. The mevaker takes echad mishishim of the chayli. So it went down from hine, it went down from 60 to 59. Again, if you're allowed to be off by one, it falls off the vart. I was also learning in the sugis in chulin now, it says when something is batal b'shishim, it's not nois in tam. Nois in tam is rosh tevis in 59. It's actually machlokes there if it's 59 besides the dover that's being orav or not, which would again be yeah. So Yaakov Avinu asks, who are these children? And he says, Bonai Heim Asher Nosan Kim Bazeh. Rashi says, Heroi Shtar Erisin Uksuba. There's a famous story with the Kloizim of the Rebbe when he was a young child. As a young child, he went to visit the Ostrovtser and told him to tell him something. So he said, it says over here, Banei Hema Shanotan Lalikim Bazeh. And the question is, Rashi says it was the Shtar Eirusin. Who signed on it? Who's the Ebe Chasima? Where's the signatures? So there's a Mahalech that the Emes is a Musag of Haidot Valdin Kimeya Eidim Dami. And then you don't need signatures. No, when it's Chav L'Acherim, by Inyonim of Ishas, it's Chav L'Acherim, you can't rely on that. But in Mitzrayim, when Yosef married Osna, someone else, so over there, it was not necessary. And therefore, you didn't need the Eidus because it was with Haidot Valdin. And the remnant of that is because the makar of Aydaas Valdin is from Asher Yoimar Ki Hu Zeh is the makar for Aydaas Valdin. So Yosef was saying Asher Nosan Li Alikim Bazeh. You're asking where's the star? Asher Nosan Li Alikim Bazeh. Zeh is to teach you the concept of Valdin. The Yaakov gives them a bracha. First he tells him by Yoimar Yaakov El Yosef. If you look at the pasuk, it says El Aleph Lamed. That's not a shame of Hashem. That's El to Yosef. And the next word again is Kel. That's already a shame of Hashem. Kel Shakai. There was a Chuvas Rabbi Kivager where a Sefer Tzofer missed two words. The Sefer Torah said Vayomer Yaakov, and then it said Aleph Lamed Shakai Nira Eli Beluz Vechulei. But the Sefer didn't know if he could then fix it up because he didn't know. Did it say Vayomer Yaakov El? And that the two words that are missing is Yosef Kale? Well, no, maybe it says Vayomer Yaakov and it's missing El Yosef, and what's written already is Kale. And it's hard that it doesn't say. It says Vayomer Yaakov, Aleph Lamed Shakai. But he doesn't know if the Aleph Lamed, he wanted to erase the Aleph Lamed to squeeze in the El Yosef, but he doesn't know if it's Nitna Nimu, because he doesn't know if the Aleph Lamed is the, because both words are missing. He didn't know, it's the whole side of the Rebbe Kivager. He gives him a bracha, Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim Mechim, and Echoy Yivorach Yisrael, it's Yaduah, the Klal Yisrael, the Doiroi, gives a bracha to their children, Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim Mechim, and Asher, not like the Ovois, not like Moshe V'Aaron, the Ovois, like the Shvatim, you say, Kefraim Mechim, Asher. Rabbis, Darshu, on this Indian, why we say Ephraim and Menashe, one of the Mahalchim is because Ephraim and Menashe, this is the Spitz bracha, father can give to his children, that there's no Yeridus Hadairus. Rumor has it that there's Yeridus Hadairus. They keep on telling me, Zander Adar, Akoponim, Ephraim and Menashe is Meram, is that it wasn't Yeridus Adairus. Ephraim and Menashe were the Shvatim. Yosef, as we explained, was also a Bechina of an Av. That means it says at the end of the Parsha, Mishom Roya Even Yisrael, it can be read, Av Ben. Yosef is Av and Ben. On a certain reason, Av. The truth is, Yosef was supposed to be Yosef Michalots of Yudbei Shvatim. Like Nor Yotze Eser Tipois. Zerah, when he was buying the Nesoyim with Eishes Potiphar, and that's what's left. He was Zoychatak at the two Shvatim. But Ephraim and Manasseh, which are Enoklech of Yaakov, as opposed to all the other Shvatim that are sons of Yaakov, and it's not Yeridus Adoyris, they're considered also the children, they're considered Shvatim. So Ephraim and Menashe, the bracha is that this is a doyrus. Another nekuda is that Ephraim and Menashe grew up in the Golas, far away from Yisrael Saba. And Abba Pikein they blay. That's the bracha that it's in the Golas. Yirach HaGolas, Klal Yisrael gives the bracha to the children, Ephraim and Menashe. The Chassam Sofer says another pshat. He says Ephraim, he brings Raya, represents Torah. Menashe represents Oysher, and we're giving a bracha that it should be Ephraim and Menashe. A person to be giving a bracha to the children that you should be zeichet to shtei shulchanos. We'll say one more pshat. There are others that the pshat is that there would have been a potential for when Yaakov Avinu was shikel at Yodav and was machlif and gave b'chayra to one over the other, that was Yaakov held was supposedly deserved, but maybe they would feel otherwise, and they did not have that hargosh of kinnah by the shvatim aleim by the previous dar. There was Yosef Echov, there was, you have to understand the sugya, but there was an Indian. Ephraim and Menashe was not nesoyer the nekud of kinnah when that happened. That is the nekuda of the bracha. Now, because Yaakov the Galus is a case, as we said, and now he gives a bracha to the Shvatim, it's interesting that Reuben, Shimon, and Levi are given a Musar Shmuz, as opposed to the other Shvatim, that it's more looks like a bracha. It's not consistent, but it is. Because a Musar Shmuz is also a bracha. When it's given in the right atmosphere and in the right nusach, das is a bracha. But I'm wissen, das is euch a bracha. Yehuda, the bracha that Emes Mitzvah, when it's more of brachas after Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, Yehuda represents Malchus, based David, Malchus, Yehuda. Yehuda is Gematria 30, that's exact. And Yehuda represents 30 because Malchus, based David, is 30. Malchus Beis David, if you start from Avram Avinu until Shloime, there are 15. Like the Yareach goes 15 and then goes down 15. A month is 30. The Shloime is 30. By Kiddush HaChodesh, we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The Seder Advarim went from Avram till the height of Shloime, and then from Shloime down another 15. Rechavam and Bechulei, B'nei Bonav of Shloime until Golus Yoshia and Yechonia. It's again 15. That's the process that Malchus Beis David is always Nischadish, the same way the Yireich is always Nischadish. Yireich is Nischadish. We talk a Ma'ira, that Indian, that we want to bring back Malchus Beis David, and we say David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. That's Nirmaz in Yehuda, that Yehuda is Gematria Taka 30. The brachas are a big sugyas. I'll touch on a little bit of some of the Inyonim. By Shevet Don, the Koshmet Samagit says the Ma'ira Dike Diak. It says, "Ulishcha ki visi Hashem yud kei vavki." Ulishcha ki visi Havaya. A person wants to have a connection to Havaya. It needs to be with a kav. You have to feel that you have a connection. There's a kav. However, if you notice from the beginning of Parshas Miketz through Miketz Vayigash and even Vayechi, it doesn't say Shem Havaya in the Torah. It doesn't say yud kei vavki. In the Golus, and this is representative of Golus, of the story of the Shvatim going down and with the Mechiras Yosef and all of that represents the fact that you read the Mitzrayim. It is a Hester Ponim. There's no Shem Havaya in that entire Hishtalshlus Advarim. Until the end, it was Bikesh Yankov Leishev Vishalva, but it was Kofet Olav Rubz and Shal Yosef, and it was with Hester Ponim in Gansen. We have a Chanukah in the middle to light it up, but the Emes is a Hester Ponim here, and there's no Shem Havaya all the way until to the Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. This forum explained what's licked on the Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, but it's certainly true. That's the idea that the Shem Hashem, his Galus, only happens over here. By the bracha of Yosef, it says, Mishom Roya Evan Yisrael, we mentioned already the idea. Yosef is called Evan because he's an Av, he's a Ben. Yosef is a little bit of both. He has Shvatim, he's supposed to have 12 Shvatim. We saw earlier in the Zoyar that he also is Zoyar to give years to David HaMelech, he's on the list with Avram, Yaakov, and Yosef. A Gvisa Bechina of Av. A fascinating diak is that at the end of the Parsha, the last Pasuk, Vayomos Yosef ben Meir v'Esther Shonim. Yosef, they're in the end of the parasha, the beginning of Sefer Shmois, Eil Shmois ben Yisrael, and it says Vayomos Yosef v'chol echa v'chol adarahu. Yosef is nifted twice, once at the end of Sefer Bereish and once at the beginning of Sefer Shmois. The reason is because Yosef is an Av and he's a Ben. Sefer Bereish is the Sefer of the Avos. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of the Bonim. Rabban writes others. Yosef is the bechina of Av, and the last pasuk there is Vayomas Yosef is the bechina of Av. Yosef is nifter in Sefer Bereishis. But he's also Ben, he's also the Cholechov, he's also part of the Shvatim as a series of that, and in that he's nifter again. He's mentioned again Vayomas Yosef in Sefer Bereishis. The Netziv says another pshat. What does it mean? Misham Roye Even Yisrael says Klal Yisrael is nidme la'ofar, and the Umay Sa'olam could be in this mashal on nidme la'mayim, and when mayim is mixed with ofar, it becomes blotted. That's mud, and that's not gishmak. But Yosef has in it that power that he makes it strong. When the ofar mixes with the mayim, if it's mugulted in the right way, it becomes even. The whole bni of Klal Yisrael is even. We discussed in the previous parshas, in parshas Vayetze. Vayetze is full of avonim. In the beginning there's the Evan which turns Avonim that turn into an Evan, and the later often they bring an Evan by Lavan. There's always Avonim in the Parsha. The Evan is the Bini of Klal Yisrael. Yosef represents that idea that when the offer treftzich with the Mayim, it's vertnish blood that don't get buried in the mud. Fakar, it's Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. Yosef has within him that power, that Nakuda. Yaakov, his Petir is also in Parshas Vayechi, and then there's the 70 days of the Chanota and the whole process of bringing him up to bury him in Eretz Canaan. But as we know, the famous Gemara is that hey, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, Frek the Gemara, Vichi Bichdi Softu Sevdenaisa, Hespedim. Well, it was Bichdi, it wasn't Hespedim, it was Hespedim. Vichantu Chantaya, there was Chanota. The Kavru Kavraya, they buried him. What are you saying? Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. What should the Gemara? V'chisafti sevdaino v'chul chuntaya v'kavru kavraya. Omar Leis, Rav Yoichanan answers the Kasha. Mikrani Doirish. It says, Ata al tirav the Yaakov Techas Yisrael ki hirani Mashiach miruch ve'ezaruch ha-me'eret shovim. Famous Gemara. Makish hu l'zaroi ma zaroi b'chayim afu b'chayim. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Klal Yisrael is around. Dafi Yaakov, Yaakov is Yisroel. We're called Bnei Yisroel. We're not called Bnei Avrom. Specifically, we're called Bnei Yisroel, Klal Yisroel. Dafi Yaakov, Yaakov is Yisroel. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. But the Kasha is the Gemara asked that Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. And an Kasha, Chantu Chantaya, Saftu Samdaya, what's the Kasha? What's the Terence? It's very schwer when he was Taka Loi Meis. What's the Bir Adover? The Rabbi Machai explained the Yaakov Avinu Meis, because the nefesh of Yaakov was merachef. There's different pshat. You find it when a person's nifter, the neshama goes lamala. Yaakov Avinu was in a certain bechina, still his bechina of his guf was on such a dargah job that on a certain bechina it was still around. Rabbeinu Bachayish tells too that Rabbeinu Hakadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Nasi Shetavis, Mitzvot Shel Yaakov Avinu, and the Medrash says Rabbeinu HaKadosh lived the last 17 years of his life in Tzipayri, and it tells it too, Vayichi Yehuda Be'eretz Tzipayri Shnei Shonim. That bechina of the Yudzayin Shonim, the Toiv Shonim, well, that was the Toiv Shonim where he made Toiv Sheval Peh. He wrote the Mishnayot Yaakov Avinu, and the parallel to that is HaKadosh Nitzitz Shel Yaakov Avinu, that creates Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, because the Torah V'chayei Oilam Notat Tzicheinu Toiv Sheval Peh, which is a chelik of a person. Teresh Mikhsav is on klach vidyot. Teresh Balpeh is inherently in the Klal Yisrael. Mahu b'chayim, avzari b'chayim, mazari b'chayim, avu b'chayim, happens through Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who is a nitzitz, shal Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel, that every single Friday night, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi used to come home to his house after he was nifter, in his big day Shabbos, and make kiddush. The Gemara says that he was moiti them with kiddush. He was Loi Meis. He was Loi Meis. I mean, I once heard in the Chodesh the Kipshat, how was he moitzi them with Kiddush? You know, only a Bar Chiyuva could he moitzi them with Kiddush. Little Pula Ba'alma. But Ken Zayin, that the reason a Meis is Chofshi Ben HaMitzvahs is really because Oysik Ben Mitzvah Potem Ben HaMitzvah, and he's Oysik with Mitzvahs Kvura. He's being covered, Kol Rega V'Rega. But Rabbeinu Kaddish was not being covered. He was in his house making Kiddush. So if that's the Siba of the Ptur Bakal Ponim, that's the idea, the concept of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. The Chachmas Menoyach over there in Taina says that the Gemara asks Chantu Chantai you cover Kavrayim. He says, "I they did Chanota, they did Hesped." He's Medayik in the Rashi there also. By the Kvura he was Mace. When they buried him on the Yom HaKvura he was Mace. He taka wasn't Mace on the day of the Chanota. He wasn't mace on the day of the Hespedo, but by the Kvura he was mace. And that's it's beautiful when Rivka says, Lama Eshkal Shneichem B'yoymecha, it gives a nevuah that they're going to both be nifter on the same day. And the Gemara says in Saita, V'afa pisha loy mesu v'aytayoy, but they at least were buried on the same day, because the day of Yaakov's Kvura, Esav's head also was around there. That the Pshat, according to the Chacham Sanoich, it's Kipshutai, because Yaakov Avinu's Ptira was Taka on the day he was buried. And that's the Pshat of the Pasuk, it says later in the Parashat. Hinani Mace, the Kever Asher Karisi Le. I'm going to die in the Kever that you've dug for me. He died in the Kever. The Misa of Yaakov was in the Kvura. And the Gemara asks from the Chanot and the Hespin on that to the Teretz. And the Maisa on this whole Gemara, there's a famous word. The Gemara said Yaakov Avinu Loi Mace. But then the Gemara had a Kasha. What do you mean? What's with the Hespin, the Chanot, the Kvura? And it doesn't look seemingly that Rav Yochanan answered the Kasha. He by saying to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mahuba, Mazar Bechaim, Fu Bechaim. But it doesn't answer the Kash. The Kash was, what's with the Chanot of the Hespin? There's a word, the Derech Melitza. From the Kash is Starbmanisht. Yeah, he was saying Yaakov in alignment. He's saying you have a Kash. From the Kash is Starbmanisht. So remember the story. There was a certain, one of the Gedolim, years ago, that he was Matur and Aguna. And with this record of the story, after he was Matur the Aguna and she got remarried, and years later, the first husband came back, and it was a big rash. So they asked, why? How could it have happened? So this Rav said, the reason he came to the conclusion originally that she was mutter is because in the sugyas, in the end of Yevamos, the sugyas of Aguna, he had learned up the sugya. He rather had a shver kasha in the sugya. Because of the kasha, he bought a big yisoid and made a mahalach in the sugya. And based on that mahalach and how he came to the conclusion to be mutter, that Aguna. They told him, yeah, got the kasha, but for Nakasha, start minish. Similarly, the Rishonim ask, it says, B'shivim nefesh, Yor the Mitzrayim, it says here, the Rishim and the Shivim nefesh, L'chayra, it says in Vayigash, L'chayra, there's all noilas with ta'imois, so there's more than 70, and there's different mahalchim, but one of the Rishonim answered that they were nifter. But I don't know, for Nakasha, start minish. Nez, Vayitka Moise Mitzrayim, Shivim Yoin, they were boicha and mastered on Yaakov Avinu 70 days. It's Yadua that Yaakov Avinu was Nifter on Tesvav Tishrei. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Yaakov Avinu was born and Nifter on Sukkot. 70 days later, after 70, it says, Vayichantu, I said, it was 70 days, it comes out to Sukkot. Then there was 7 days of Avel, and also it takes 6 days for them to travel all the way to Gat, to Hebron, to the Ma'arat HaMachpelah. The Cheshbon comes out that it was exactly on Asara B'Tavis. Yaakov Avinu was nikbar on Asara B'Tavis, and so was Esav killed. Every year on Asara B'Tavis, this Indian, that on one hand Asara B'Tavis was the beginning of the Motzoyer, the beginning of the Tzara, but on the other hand Asara B'Tavis represents the Geula. It's a circle. It's no, it's not like the Seifoi. Esav is killed and Yaakov is killed. The emphasis I saw in Sfarim, it's brought down that the Mechiras Yosef also. Originally, the Mechiras Yosef, which Yosef of all the Tzaras, was on Asara B'Tavis. They say the Shirish and the Haskalah of the Tzara is on Asara B'Tavis. L'umazeh, the potential for the Geul is there on Asara B'Tavis. When we go through another Asara B'Tavis and we farpasted that Indian, it's Nochmo on the Kud of Evel. Asara B'Tavis is that missed chance. From Tisha B'Av till Asara B'Tavis is 147 days. Connected to Sfarim, explained Chassab Sofer, between, it goes with the 147 years of Yaakov. But he also said that there are 98 days from Rosh Hashanah till Asara B'Tavis. 98 days. Connected to Tzadi Ches Klolos in Mishnah Torah. And he says the fasting to Chassab Sofer. We know, we just went through this, but we know that Ches Tet and Yud Tavis all had something happen. On Chet Tavis, they were Matar Beira to Shivim Lashon, the Yorod Choshech La'olam Shloisha Yomim. On Tet Tavis, the Mechaber said actually, Loi Noida, we don't know what happened on Tet Tavis. And on Asar B'Tavis, what Asar? On Yerushalayim. It's a Pella, the Mechaber says we don't know what happened on Tet Tavis. It says in the Slichas, Ezra HaSoifer was Nifter on Test Tavis. So Shtei Techor, he says, the Taz, the Mogan Avram, they ask on the Mechaber, the Pella. The Mechaber says, we don't know what happened on Test Tavis. Test Tavis was Yom Petiras Ezra Soifah. So the emphasis is the Sfardish Eslichis have a different Nusach. And in the Sfardish Eslichis, it says that Ezra Soifah was Nifter on Etzem Hayayim Azeh, on Sarvatim. So the Mechaber, the Shittos, he says, Veloi Noida. Well, there's another remnant that Tzadich has Klolis. There's one more Klola. Maka Asher Loik Suva B'Sefer Ezeh. Rashi says, Zumi says Tadiki. That's Ezra Soifah. Loi Noida. That's the Dover that's Loi Noida. This is Tzadik. It's Loi Noida. That's meant Efshin. But the Chazal says an interesting Nakuda. We know, so they have 3 days, the Ches Tes and Yud. On one hand, Tisha B'Av, so many things happened that it all happened on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says in Tainus, Magal V'Lin Choyv V'Yon Chayiv. Who went in Shiva Asr B'Tam, various things happened. The Huf Kohir, Tainus brings from the Yerushalmi, everyone knows that in the first base the Mekdash was on Tes Thomas. Only in the second base the Mekdash was Yud Zayin Thomas. But Tainus brings from the Yerushalmi that in the first base the Mekdash also happened on Yud Zayin Thomas. You know, there was a big bilbul because of the Churban, and realized, and they thought it was Tes. And Al Kibikach in the Pasuk, in the Pesukim in Novi, it says Tes, but it really was on Yudzayin. The Pasuk says what the oil was for, but it really was on Yudzayin. Al Kaponim, Yudzayin is when it happened. So the story of the Tevis is an Ishtana that it spread out over 3 days. It should have been Megalvul and Yoyim, Chayim, Yoyim, Chayim. Zok Techas from Sefer, Amoyer, the Gazach. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Be'etzam Ayoyim Azeh, who knows that it's even if it's Chalam Shabbos, the Pasuk says over there 3 times. It says, Ksoiv shame ayoyim azeh, be'etzam ayoyim azeh, samach melech bahu be'etzam ayoyim azeh. It says it 3 times. That's the 3 days. Why? He says, because the ikar of Asar B'Tev is like 98 days from Rosh Hashanah. When is 98 days from Rosh Hashanah? It depends. Cheshvan and Kislev could be both Moli, both Chaser, or Echad Moli, Echad Chaser. When it's Shneim Malayim, help me out with this, when it's Shneim Malayim, then it's Ches Tevis, because you wasted it. You used an extra day already. Cheshvan and Kislev were both Malay. So Ches Tevis is 98 days. The year that they were Matargum, Cheshvan and Kislev were Malay. So the Etzem Hayoyim Azeh was on Ches. The year that Ezra Soifer was Nifter was on Tes. And Tes was Echad Malay Nechad. And the year of the Motzer on Yerushalayim was Shneim Chaserim, and it happened on Yud. So it's always Be'etzem Hayoyim Azeh, and that's the Pshat and the Machlekes Machaber and Tad. It's the Sfarad Shlicha says it was Be'etzem Hayoyim Azeh, but Be'etzem Hayoyim Azeh could be Tes. It depends. Maybe he was Nifter Ben Shmosh, and it was like Rabbeinu Tam. It was Tes, it was Yud. Maybe that's the Machlekes.
It could be one off,
yeah. So, the Misa Ezra Soifer. The Sfarim explain Ezra Soifer. Where the Gazach in the Megala Mukas? I heard it. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was told he was going to be Nifter, and on his yard that we have Zion Adar, and then we have Aaron Aquinas on Rosh Chodesh Av. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's told, he davens and tof kuf tesvah 515 tefillos, not 516. The Rabbanim Shlom told him, don't even daven one more tefillah. If you'll daven one more tefillah, then you'll go in. There's various cheshbonos, one, and it's not off by one. 515 tefillos. And Aaron Aquinas Faker, he's told, he goes up to Har Ahar. So the Sfarim explained, that's why he was zeicher that his yard that is mentioned twice in the Torah. It's mentioned in the Torah that it was by Berisha and Bachodesh. Chamishi, it says it. He went up right away. But what's the pshat? Aaron HaKohen also should have wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Ikar Kahuna is only when you go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Megala Mukas explains Aaron HaKohen, 22 generations later after Aaron HaKohen, was Ezra HaSoifer. Ezra HaSoifer, Ezra HaKohen. Ezra was a Kohen, Ben HaKohen from Aaron. 22 generations later. Aaron plus 20 exactly is the Gematria Ezra. 22 generations later. Aaron plus 22. Ezra was the one that made the Geula Shnia, the Bia after the Chorban, after the Motzara, they went to the and then they come back. So Aaron, that Bechina did come in. So Aaron wasn't Loichem the Inyan, because Fakir, it was manifested that as Ezra, 22 generations later, he goes in. That's the connection between his Petira and his Petira. And the Sfarim also explained that Moshe Rabbeinu also, true that Ezra was Mesakin Talein, Shani Chamishi, and Chabisham is connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu also, he asked Ebrono, Gematria Ezra, exactly. And Ebrono, he's asking also that Techin of Ezra. So Ezra HaSoifer, which was Tes Tam, is connected to that also because it was also the Techin of Moshe and also the Techin of Aaron, and it was the Haskalah of the Bayesheni Nochamo. And as we went through these days, and it was a river these days, but we have to, Hashem, we should be Zoicha to. It should be Nepach, Lusos, and Lusimcha.